6 we were talking about the Adair bypass there with Minister Patrick O'Donovan. He's four square behind it. But what about the carbon emissions cost of building a half a billion euro road, much as it might be needed in terms of commuting times and in terms of industrial development in the area? With me on the line, we've got Anlan Dunn of the Green Party in Tralee. Anlan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Jerry. Morning to your listeners.
Now, you tweeted yesterday and you were talking about this, saying, look, you're happy for the people in the villages affected along the way. However, this is not the way to go. If you build more roads, you'll just generate more car travel and obviously, admittedly, huge carbon emissions in the construction of it.
Yeah, well, I suppose the announcement that came from Ambarb Tonola was for the road and also for the rail. And I think to just touch on the rail briefly, I mean, the rail link that's going to come as part of this approval process and the construction that'll flow from it is going to mean a massive improvement in life for, particularly as I was listening to Minister O'Donovan there, he was talking about all the villages and towns, you know, in proximity to Adair and along West Limerick and North Kerry. Once you get to the point whereby rail services are implemented in Adair, connecting into Limerick City, and according to the Limerick Metro Area Transport Strategy, onwards to Shannon Airport and to the business parks along the way, you suddenly have a far more sustainable way for people in those areas to choose the alternative to sitting for hours in their cars driving across at enormous cost to themselves. And I think that's where the majority of my concern lies. And while in my tweet I did say, you know, you build more roads, you get more cars, that's entirely the case. My fear here is that, similar to decisions made on other motorways such as the M8, the figures that have been put forward to justify the business case behind what is a massive project, as the minister described, simply don't add up. In fact, I'd question their validity at all.
Why don't they add up?
Well, if you look at the projected figures for the M8, when the induced demand figures, which is where people will choose their car because it's the most convenient or perceived to be convenient mode, they said that there will be no increased demand for motor traffic. And the 2028 projections, we blew through those last year. So the same proposals or same figures are being stated for this project, that no additional carbon emissions will come from people commuting on this road. So I've no problem with the bypass itself. I just think it's too big. As the minister described, it is absolutely massive. It's going to take 1,000 acres of farmland by CPO out of commission. That's farmland that we desperately need, whether it be for food production, carbon sequestration, or any other method. But yeah, it's an enormous cost to the local area.
But what happens if, by the time we build it, there'll be many more electric and zero emission buses, zero emission cars on the road? Would that not help?
It'll help in one way. I mean, you've seen figures recently where the tailpipe emissions are one thing, but the emissions that come from tyres and brakes are nearly as bad. So, you know, we've got a multitude of problems in this country, and particularly, you know, the lack of investment we've seen for the past number of decades, going back nearly as far as the 1920s, in our rail particularly, and it is really welcome to see the rail come along, is the main problem here. You've got a project that's, you know, supposedly going to come in at 450 million euro. I don't believe that for one minute. I think that's a fairy tale figure. And you've also got a situation at the moment where many of the major construction companies may not even tender for it. So I think what we need to be looking at here really is a much smaller project, as is proposed for Newcastle West and beyond, where you would have a more compact development of a bypass. I mean, the motorway is absolutely madness. There is no justification for that at all. The traffic volumes aren't significant enough. And similarly, the dual carriageway to Foynes is also not required. It should
To Foynes, given the importance of it as a deep water port, as a maritime hub for renewable energy, for offshore, and a host of other things that we will need.
No, we
it's a critical piece of infrastructure.
Don't get me wrong. We absolutely need to invest in a better road connection to Fines. That is without doubt. It's the size of the projects that are being proposed. As the Minister said several times a moment ago, this is massive. It is absolutely massive and completely out of proportion for what we actually need. So I think what we need to see is a reduction in the size of this project, but absolutely no delay, because there are far too many people who are being forced into cars today because there's no viable alternative, which is hurting them in their pockets, and they have to choose the car.
We see in Germany over the summer they reduced down to €9. Pretty dramatic move by the German government. News coming out yesterday, it led to 1 million tons fewer carbon being emitted. They're looking at a longer term plan there. People would argue that Germany is a much more developed country in terms of public transport than we are. So, you're not comparing like with like.
I agree, absolutely. We are not comparing like with like. And the reason is that we keep building motorways. So if you look at the county development plan for Kerry particularly, there was no mention whatsoever of twin tracking Mallow to Tralee, of any improvements for level crossings, of any suggestion of enhancing Killarney Station, which is one of the things that slows down the train that goes from Tralee all the way to Dublin. There's no suggestion at all of development like this. Yet the councils throughout the country, it's not just in Kerry, are myopically focused on developing motorway type infrastructure, and we've got a political system that's been promoting that for many decades.
Are we dominated by engineer thinking at local authority level? Engineers want to build more roads, or is that being unfair on them?
I think that's being unfair on the engineers. I think the engineers have a task set out for them and they're going to go and engineer a solution. I think what we have here is a complete lack of political leadership when it comes to refocusing our investment. And this is what it's about. It's like, what's the best investment for our country? Continuing to lock people into cars which are costly to purchase, costly to run, costly to maintain, and result in a lesser benefit to the country as a whole, doesn't seem to make sense for me. So I'm talking about the investment here. Is it a good investment? Is it a bad investment? And I think when you look at the sort of poverty that people are going to be entering into over the winter months, when the cost of diesel and petrol for people on a monthly basis is over €180 on average, we have to be providing people alternatives. The government can control the cost of public transport. They can't control the cost of petrol and diesel, and we have to get people out of their cars and give them a viable alternative. Building motorways is not the way forward. Building better train lines and more connected cities and towns is what we need to be doing.
Okay. All right. Listen, that's where we're going to leave it. And Lon Dunne of the Green Party.